to make their people image match or exceed their organizational image for greater profit, more clients, and a higher degree of personal and professional success.
Thank you. Slip.
Yeah, I know. So thank you so much for coming today to speak to the group, and we're looking forward to your presentation.
Like Penny said, I help people show they're as great as they say they are. And I do that by giving workshops, by speaking, by writing. I have a blog, I tweet about communication, about image, about how you manage your time and present yourself more effectively to convey the image that you want to convey. And that's what I'm here to talk about today. My question for you is, how many of you meet people, either that you know or that you don't know, and you convey messages about your livelihood? My gosh, I hope all of you. Yeah, that's what you're here for. How do you convey your message about your business, about who you are? Giving good customer service might be one. Solving problems. How about, do you make presentations at all? Guess what, you just did that today. Your bio, that's your presentation. How about networking? That's how you convey your message about your business, who you are. How many of you train or give workshops or give seminars on something related to your business? Finance, mortgage, real estate, don't you guys give little mini sessions sometimes? Okay, other ways you convey your message, volunteering. How many of you volunteer and talk to people and convey what you do professionally in your volunteer role? Those are all ways that you convey a message about what you do and about who you are. The challenge to you is, does your image convey the message you want it to convey? When I say your image, does your physical image, does your presence convey the message you want it to convey? You don't have to answer that out loud. What I'll talk about today is a success formula for making sure how you present yourself is congruent with your image. And that success formula is perception plus performance equals position. Perception plus performance equals position. How this formula works is perception. Perception is how people perceive you. The image that you convey physically, whether it's a first-time meeting or whether it's a regular meeting, is how people perceive you and how you perceive everybody else that you meet. I'm seeing some things in some of my networking events that make me think, my goodness, is that really the image that they want to convey? The performance part is, and this comes with longer term relationships like you're developing here, is do you walk the walk when you've been talking the talk? So do you actually do your behaviors reflect the image that you projected on that first meeting? Do you follow through? Do you actually walk up and shake hands and look pleasant and sound pleasant? Do you actually keep your appointments? Do you conduct your business in a way that reinforces the image you presented the first time somebody met you? If you are perceived a certain way and your performance reflects the way you've been perceived, you're congruent, you position yourself for success. I do not pretend to or even try to define what success means to you. Success might mean more bookings, might mean more sales, it might mean that a new boat somewhere. You know, everybody's got their own definition of success. If you make sure that how people perceive you is congruent with what you do, you are better positioned to succeed in whatever it is you're doing. When I say position, I say that on purpose. Just because you're ready, just because you look good, sound good, act right, and all of that doesn't mean that you're guaranteed to get business. Doesn't mean you're guaranteed to succeed in whatever it is you're doing. But at least you're in position to grab onto that luck when they say, oh, you're so lucky. Well, no, there's no luck. Luck means that you're ready, you've done the things you need to do, you've made the impressions you need to make in order to grab that opportunity when it comes. I saw you smile and shake your head. You've heard that luck. Luck is being in the right place at the right time and being prepared. So that's a big picture of my success formula. The model that I focus on puts a whole lot of components of this perception and the performance together into what I call pathways to positioning. And that's what the whole rest of the handout addresses, pathways to positioning. I put together many aspects of what does it take for you to be perceived a certain way, and what does it take for you to perform a certain way in order to be positioned for success. And there's a whole lot of components to that. The pathways to positioning formula, the diagram, is in the lower left corner of your handout. consists of four pathways, four aspects of this whole model. They are how you look, your appearance, how you communicate, your behaviors, how you perform, and then results. You can talk a good talk, walk the walk, but do you really produce anything? Do you really get results? Let me go through each one a little bit more in detail. See how they all work together. And they're pathways because you kind of need all of these aspects together to really be ready for success. First of all, appearance. How do you look? It could be what you wear. And this is, now think about the image that you want to convey. And I'm going to ask you to identify that briefly here. But think about the image that you want to convey. What is that image, whether it's for yourself or whether it's for your business, and most of you are your business, so the image you convey should reflect who you are and your values. But what's the image you want to convey, and then how do you do that physically? What do you wear? How do you groom in order to convey that image? What's your attitude when you convey a certain image? And how? Just what's your overall presence? Presence is just how you own the room, how you walk in and people see that presence. What's that presence that you convey? It's a combination of all of this put together. Give you a couple of examples of how, now your appearance can reflect your image. If you are creative, if the image for your business or yourself is, I'm creative, I'm more social, I'm a little, I won't say laid back, because even if you're in a creative industry, you're not laid back, you're pushing, you're driving to get business. But say you're active more than corporate wonk in the office. The image that you project with what you wear might be more you wear khakis instead of the blue suit, white shirt. You might wear a golf shirt more appropriately for your image. You might wear Timberlands, and I don't mean the boots, but the comfortable shoes more than, you know, wingtips. You would project a certain image based on the brand that you've created or you're trying to build for yourself. And that's fine for that image. If your image is more corporate, more finance, more legal, and you deal, or your clients are more of the corporate environment, then the image you project with what you wear is going to be different. I come from an IBM background, so I got very used to, in the past, the blue suits, the white shirts, you know, the pumps, the whole IBM image. And then I went to work for America Online, which was at that time a gung-ho young tech company. I had to go buy jeans. I had to go buy sweaters because they didn't have that stuff being an IBMer. But now that is more the image that I like conveying in my own business now. I identified if you're in the fashion industry, and this is a generalization, mind you, you might want to be a little bit more flamboyant, or you might want to be a little edgier to reflect that you are creative, to reflect that you're in a different kind of an industry from that of corporate America. Those are different ways that you make the decision about what you wear and about how you groom physically to present a certain image. That's the one, appearance, pathway. Now, my question for you is to your partner. Ask two questions. What's your brand? What image do you want to present? And then, how do you present that physically in your appearance? Just ask your partner those two questions. What's your brand? How do you project that in your appearance? Anybody want to share your brand and what you do to reflect? Yeah.
Well, we were both saying, like, he's a community bank. I'm more like the small and mid-sized law firm. So, like, while I have, like, a big meeting later today, and when I go to court, I'm all suited up. But I also want to give the impression with certain clients and certain, like, a real estate sellers that I'm a little more casual, more like a skirt and a blouse kind of thing, that I don't want people looking at me and thinking, oh, God, I'm paying for all of her suits.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. You're
usually in
sure.
Yeah,
sure. And yes, and we make those decisions. Exactly. We make those decisions a lot of times by who we're going to meet. I do the same thing. If I'm about to meet a meeting planner who's scheduling a conference for 500, I'm in more of the IBM suit than I am even right now. But during the day, I'm in army pants and golf shirts because I'm at a computer many times. So that's how appearance projects the image that you want to project and how you make that determination on purpose to project the right image, the image you want projected. The second pathway is communication. How do you speak? How do you present yourself to create the image that you want to create? Communication can be what you say, how you say it, and how well do you listen? Because if you want to project the image that I care about you, we're a community bank and we care. But when I meet you in a networking event, you're busy looking for the next contact. That doesn't give me that caring, warm, fuzzy feeling. So how you listen is the way you communicate your brand. Examples are the words you use. Do you use industry jargon to reflect that you know something, maybe technology-oriented? Do you use industry jargon to reflect a technology bit, but not so much that nobody understands what you're saying? How clearly do you speak? How well are you understood? If I said I'm a speaker and my business is speaking to organizations, but you couldn't understand me, that would not reflect too well on my brand. Is your voice audible? Is your voice pleasant? How many of you have met people whose voice is just great on you, and you think, I just don't want to deal with them?
Fine.
And that's, many of us, believe it or not, are introverts. The big networking events aren't my thing. Hundreds, 200 to 300 people. It's a zoo, and if you don't pump yourself up for something like that, it can be overwhelming. This kind of an environment is much nicer for those who may feel like, I just want to meet a few people and really get to know them, as opposed to pass business cards out to 500 people. But yeah, that pumping up is so key as far as getting that energy going. So people are like, whoa, you really project that you're excited about what you do. Do you use the correct grammar? You don't have to use the King's English, but still, if you say you're a professional and you don't speak correctly, that says something about a level of perception. This is all related to that right-hand side of the chart, perception. At least you're perceived as a certain socioeconomic group, a certain level of education, all those things that may or may not be right about you, but it projects an image. So that's just real quickly the communication pathway for how it applies to you then. How would the way you communicate affect the image that you convey about your business? My brave volunteer.
Yes. Well, I'm doing color consultation, so I realize that part of that is to be very confident about what I'm okay. Saying is a good color. It sounds very, because people, I think people have already made some decisions and they have me in to say, yes, this is a good decision, or let's look at this. And so when I waver or I'm bringing too many options in, I'm not getting my point across too.
Your confidence, how you communicate influences whether people think you are confident. Many times I frequently hear people end their sentences on an upbeat, and even when they're just talking and they're just conveying information, that sounds uncertain. It could be nervousness, but that sounds uncertain. So if I'm telling you something, and I think I'm telling you facts, you're thinking, that doesn't sound like, she sounds like she's asking me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So definitely, when you're saying, yeah, these zebra stripes go with those checks, which just baffles my mind. Yes, you need to convey, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Even though on your side you're thinking, I think. But you don't want to convey that. So yeah, how your communication reflects a certain presence about you.
Let me get an example that we always harp on in our office about spell checking and rereading emails. Because now I think people are so used to sort of texting and letting things just go out. And we always say, like, as attorneys, all we essentially do is produce written documents. So at the end of the day. So if somebody sees typos in an email, then they're going to, or typos on the first sentence of something, they're going to assume there's probably another one in there as well. And the cleaner your final product is that you give someone, the less likely they're going to doubt that you know what you're doing and the rest of the product.
Yep, and I didn't even pay her to do that because that moves into the third pathway, behaviors. The things that you do that reflect your image, you were going to say.
Well, I was just going to say, and you can't always just rely on spell check because you might need the word your and you put you and it clears it that it's okay because it's correctly spelled, but it doesn't, grammar-wise, it's not correct. So you need to reread it. And oftentimes I print something out because I can't just read it on the screen. You know, I get a better personal spell check when I actually read the hard copy.
So do I. Old school, so I have to print it out. All that paperless stuff is just, forget that. Yeah, I have to print it out and see it and say it out loud to myself sometimes if it's something that I've turned in. And that really does feed into the third thing, the behavior. Now you're coming over to the other side of that diagram. talking about what are the things you do to reinforce the image you've conveyed or contradict the image that you've conveyed to other people. Behaviors, what you do, how you perform, because actions speak louder. Yep. Some examples that I have. Do you follow up after meeting somebody that says, yes, I want your business, or at least I want to learn more about you, see how we can help each other? Are you on time? That's one of my bugaboos about being on time. My dad taught me years ago, 10 minutes early is on time. I actually teach people how to be on time. I have a process. I have a worksheet to help people go through what they need to go through in order to be on time. Do you have a work-life balance? I know people say, work-life balance, that's one of those things we can never achieve. But you know, if I'm going to do business with you, I'm hoping that you're not stressed, that you're not, I gotta go to the next appointment. If you haven't struck some kind of a balance in your life, whether it's for time management or whether it's for you do other things other than your business, I want to know, I'm dealing with a human who has family, define family any way you like, but somebody who has somebody else that they do stuff with. Because I don't want to do business with a robot or somebody who's like in their business all the time. Do you demonstrate a positive work ethic? Somebody mentioned turning in materials that are clean, that are neat, that don't have coffee stains. Those are all things you do that reflect your work ethic. It says you're professional. Just some other aspects of behavior. Do you take initiative? Are you pleasant to work with? Dining etiquette in a social setting. Now everybody's going to put their thing down. come with a knife. Do you? Because you're learning about each other subconsciously by how you see yourself behave in an eating setting. All of these are behaviors that tie into your performance. What do you do to reflect the professional image you want to project? And then application for me, I'll just give you my example. I teach how you show up on time. So I'm almost crazy about being on time. Because if I'm not earlier on time, I would much rather sit in the garage and do email, which is what I was doing today, than to show up late, because that's my brand. That's just one application of how your behavior reflects or reinforces who you are. The fourth pathway is results. Are you just busy? Or do you actually get results? Do you actually close a deal? Do you actually help the family that you say you want to help? Do you actually secure the financing you said you're going to secure? All those things, do you actually make somebody feel better in their residence because of the design that you did? So the results that you accomplish or achieve are the final pathway to performance success. And the only way you know your results is to have a goal. But if you don't know what your goals are, what your objectives are, how in the world are you going to achieve results? So all of these pathways, how you look, how you sound, how you perform, and the results that you achieve all tie together to make your image, make the perception plus your performance equal your position. You position yourself to be congruent and to be ready for success, to present a congruent image with the brand you want to convey. It's time to eat.